Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All three record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, back on the air. Sorry about that. Microphone issues here in the studio. And Coach Brewer, we apologize to you about that. Ben Brewer joins us right now, who is the associate baseball coach at the University of Southern Mississippi. And Coach, great weekend. Golden Eagles ranked 12th in this week's D1 baseball poll, number 14 in the coaches poll in the RPI, all the way up to 21. And we're just happy to announce that J.B. Middleton just won the Boo Ferris Award. So, Coach Ben Brewer, all in all, a pretty good Monday morning for Golden Eagle baseball.
That's right. Very good Monday morning. And I believe that's our fifth student athlete to win the Ferris Award. So that's a big deal. I know, especially our head coach and our athletic director, both being Delta State alumni. And anytime you got a player that can be honored as the best player in the state, it makes for a really good day.
Yeah, well, no question about it. It was also a really good weekend. Coach, you've been on the staff now for 4 years. Have you seen a better hitting baseball team from 1-9 than what the Golden Eagles are displaying right now?
Right now, it's tough to argue against that. I think our guys are kind of meshing and rolling. The flow of the lineup's working really well right now. You can sit there and talk about our 9-hole hitter. He's hitting over 300. I believe it's 7 home runs, and he was a mainstay in the 2-hole last year. So when you've got that type of ability and that type of experience from 1-9, special things can happen.
Andrew, the play-by-play people for Troy were actually bemoaning that fact a little bit this weekend, that the number 9-hole hitter is hitting north of 300. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I'd say so. Ben, I want to ask you this. Not to flip the page quickly, but, well, I guess let's start with this. How do you guys go about planning for this week? What's it going to kind of look like leading up to Wednesday?
Today we're gonna have a later practice. We're going to let those guys get back from Jackson and get our head coach back so we can do a full team practice probably around 3:30. We'll go light tomorrow, get some laundry done, make sure everybody's got what they need, and hit the road. And tomorrow's basically us, watching the games, making sure we're ready and prepared for whoever we might play. So really, we got a chance to play 3 different teams on Wednesday. So we just kind of sit back and wait. And then once Wednesday gets here, you turn it on, you turn the energy on, and let the guys kind of take over.
D1 baseball has you guys finally hosting in their regional projections. It's the first time this season. And first of all, just your thoughts on that, and do you even bother looking at it?
I try not to look at it until really this weekend. Once you kind of finish up the regular season, then you kind of have an idea. Our resume is good enough. It's not good enough. Well. Really start looking at it at the end of the season, you realize, hey, if we win the right games and do the right things in this tournament, we very well could host. And, you never know what the committee's looking at or how it's going to be structured. But I do think we have a good shot. And I, honestly, it's one of those, like we say at the very beginning of the season, one game at a time. Most important game is the one in front of you. And I think if we keep handling our business that way, we might have a decent shot to play some Hattiesburg baseball.
Let me ask you, this is, and this will be a tough question, so forgive me. So back in 19, this is the example I'm pulling. I remember Southern Miss was a bubble team of getting into the tournament. They felt like they needed to pull out all the stops and win the tournament, and that was the case where, you know, they're throwing both of their former starting pitchers in the championship game. Do you think if this team is, let's just assume, in the right position to, you know, if you guys feel like a championship is the difference to host or not, or whatever that scenario is, do you think this team is going to do something like that? Is that something you would foresee them doing? Or is it just going to kind of be, we know we did in the regular season, we're going to try and stick to our rhythm, and whatever happens, happens? Or do you maybe foresee you guys pulling out all the stops if the circumstances call for it?
It's tough to tell. You know, it's tough to guess, you know, maybe what's going to happen, the if, ands, and buts and all that. But if I'm a betting man, I think Coach Ostrander wants to win the tournament, and we're gonna go into this thing and try and win it one way or another.
If you were the head coach, what would you be doing, just out of curiosity?
So you try and win the tournament. We want to be Sun Belt champions. We came in second the last couple years in a row. And we've handled the tournament well. We just want to continue to do that and do everything we can to win the tournament.
What's kind of your feeling on this, particularly your side of the bracket, and just how do you kind of go about watching the, I guess, the first two games that are going to be played on tomorrow?
You know, we only know one thing. We know App State, we're not going to be able to play them, because if they win, they'll go to the other side of the bracket. So we're watching three teams. We haven't got to play Georgia Southern this year, so it's hard to tell there. But I think just preparing, redoing, brushing up on our reports from Texas State and all the other teams that we've played. So really trying not to overthink it, doing everything we can to just, once we find out that team, we'll turn our focus fully on whoever wins.
Coach, Andrew and I were talking about this in my office. This is probably the kind of thing guys like us pay more attention to maybe than coaches. But 15 straight games you've won, right? Highest ranking of the year. Does that add any additional pressure to the guys when you go into the tournament Wednesday, or is that something you guys flush and you think has no effect whatsoever?
I'm sure it has an effect. We probably won't talk about it. You know, I mean, it's not, it has nothing to do on how we're going to play moving forward. So we'll do the best we can not to talk about it. But of course, you know, it pops up in your head, and every once in a while you might say something to a player jokingly, like, hey, don't forget, let's keep this thing rolling.
Yeah.
So, I think it's a fun thing, but, I think it's more about our guys kind of staying in rhythm and playing together and playing the way our head coach is asking them to. I think that's the biggest part of it when it comes to talking about, you know, however many games we've won in a row or haven't won in a row, one game at a time.
Well, I guess for putting the voodoo out there, one more sets the school record.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if somebody was going to say it. Yeah, but, I think that might have been mentioned. I don't know who said it, but it wasn't me.
Blame Andrew for that that hex there. And I noticed, Coach, I didn't bring that up. That was Andrew Abbott.
All right, I understand.
Here's a sideways question for you. I watch you coaching first base, and the guys get hits. They come on. You guys are always kind of chit-chatting back and forth. Give us a little insight into what some of those conversations are like or about.
Yeah, so first thing, really you want to make sure you just kind of refocus them on, hey, you got a big hit, whether it was a leadoff hit, RBI hit, whatever. Get their focus on Coach Creel. The pitch clock's kind of put us in a situation where Coach Curl's got to give signs fast and do a lot of that. But outside of keeping them focused on, you know, Coach Curl running the offense, you know, maybe, hey, this pitcher's got a good pickoff move, or this is a good read. hey, pay attention to the shifts, because every once in a while you'll see a crazy shift and you want to make sure, you know, we're going first to third or making the right reads. And then occasionally, you know, I won't give too many details on this, but you got guys that maybe they're in a good mindset or a bad mindset. So you might say something positive. You might say something to refocus them, or you might say something to just remind them how good they are. So it's mainly about running the offense, but every once in a while I'll get to say something to a guy like, you know, hey, you've been working on that all week. That's why the work pays off, or, you know, something to keep them in a good headspace.
All right. So Ozzie Pratt told us last week that when him and Monaster are talking in the center of the field, a lot of times they're talking about where they're going to go eat when the game is over. That's not the case with you, right, Coach?
Well, when Ozzie's on first, we're definitely talking about more than baseball. We're going to talk, you know. I think he said he was an academic weapon, so I'm checking in on his GPA, making sure he's doing his study hall stuff. But, I don't think we're not having as much fun as they are in the middle.
Well, he brought up eating five times. Kelly Sander counted them five times in the interview I did with him last week. All right, Coach, hang on. We got more for baseball coach Ben Brewer. Golden Eagles, what a great day. Number 12 in the D1 poll. RPI number 21, and J.D. Middleton, officially the best baseball player in Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Course Studio here in Hattiesburg. That opening segment with Coach Ben Brewer was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight. This segment by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you can get all your Southern Miss apparel. And Miss Kathleen is always there with a beautiful, smiling face, and we appreciate everything that they do. All right, we're headed out to Montgomery tomorrow. Got a jam-packed week for you. Scott Berry, Jeremy McClain, Slade Wilkes, Joe Healy from D1 Magazine. Tuna's going to be on the show. J.B. Middleton, Barry McKnight, Jay Walker, and, of course, Andrew Abbey.
Who else would you want to be listening to? Guess that except maybe Ben Brewer.
Well, he's welcome. Coach, you're welcome to come by. You guys never play on Friday, so if you're free Friday, come by and hang out with us.
Ben, I would really appreciate the day off. Just
yeah, we'd all appreciate
for
that.
For the longest time, they found themselves in that Friday game. I've enjoyed it lately.
Yeah, we don't want to play on Friday, Coach.
Hey, I'm with you. If we can get to that. To that opportunity where we have that off day, that means a lot of good things have happened this week.
All right, Coach, looking at the stats, the team leads the league in batting, a .304 team batting average, home runs, number one, 90 home runs. That's hard to believe. Leads the league in slugging percentage at .517, number two overall in pitching. And we talk a little bit about the ferocious hitting of the baseball team here in the past few weeks, but it really looks like the pitching has solidified. I know you go into Saturday's game at Troy having only used four pitchers, and anytime you do that, you got to feel like you're having a pretty good weekend, correct?
Yes, sir. It's you know, that means your guys are throwing how you would expect them to, and the plan, you know, you never have an exact plan. You know what you want to happen with the arms, and with a guy like JB, you feel like you can extend him and get really close to that seventh and eighth inning, decide what you're going to do on the back end. Usually Colby Allen's got enough to shut that down. And then when you got Cross coming out of the pen, who's extended as a starter and as a reliever this year, you feel like you can cover almost an entire game with two arms. And when you can do that back, not only does it set you up for the weekend, but tournament time, it's even a bigger deal.
We keep bringing him up the last few weeks, but more Cross-Sibley got in a slump, has really, really stepped up, and that is such a big key piece to your bullpen, right?
He's huge. He's been really good his entire career here. I had a former coach say one time, you know, the mound can be a lonely place sometimes. Hitters have slumps. Sometimes pitchers have those runs too, where things just aren't going well. It just seems like it's a bigger deal because they're the only one standing out there. They're the only one with the baseball every pitch. And he had a week or two where it was rough, but what he's done is he's stuck to his routine. He's continued to work his tail off, and that's what good players do. They stick to it, good, bad, or indifferent. They're going to keep working, and I think that's why he's bouncing back and continuing to pitch, and we're going to keep running him out there for big innings.
Ben, I wonder, you guys got a 12 o'clock start, the daytime game basically. Do you prefer the day or the nighttime game?
I like the day games. I really do. I like that. I get to get back to the hotel, watch some games, make sure we're locked in for the next day, and get to bed at a decent time. Every once in a while with those late games, you might be rolling in at midnight, and that's part of it. But I do enjoy the day games and kind of getting up and getting after it early and then figuring out who we have the next day.
Is that the biggest perk of the day game, of just, you know, you're going to play on time? I think I think JMU and Georgia Southern played into the wee hours of the morning last year.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get your game in. You know that if there is some weather coming in, you kind of have priority because you're already on the field. The downfall of that late game is rain delays, late nights, and then if the bracket turns out, you know, maybe it turns against you a little bit and you have the night game, you might be turning around and playing a 9 a.m. game the next day. So that can be tough as well.
If you're just joining us, JB Middleton wins the Boo Ferris Award up in Jackson, deservedly so. We're going to have an extended interview with JB Middleton that we did just a couple of days ago. We'll be airing that Thursday during our coverage of the Sun Belt Tournament. Really looking forward to getting out there and covering everything Wednesday. It's just always a load of fun. Coach, we haven't had you on the show lately, so I want to ask you something personal. How much fun is it to be the first base coach, a hitting coach, an assistant on a staff of a top 20 baseball team? We talk to these kids all the time about how much fun they're having, but how much fun are you having, Coach?
Oh, it's a blast. I think I coached for, 7-8 years before I was blessed enough to come to Southern Miss. Coach Barry called me, Coach Oz called me and gave me an opportunity to come up. One, it's fun getting to learn how a program like this does things and getting to adapt and to the culture, traditions, whatever it is. And, one thing that Coach Barry and Coach Oz have always said, you know, you want to get to the point in the season where you can step back, let the players take over. And that's really when it gets fun as a coach. You push them in the right direction. You hope you say all the right things. You're getting to sit back and watch this team perform and do it their way with their energy and their focus. That's the fun part, is getting to watch these guys kind of almost get to that finished. I don't want to say finished product. It's never finished, but you feel like they're finally in a spot where you can step away and say, hey, y'all go get after them.
All right, so ranked 12th in the country, 41 wins already, at ninth consecutive year of 40 wins. Perennial postseason power. Your fourth year here. Give us your observation of what has been the key to success of this program, not just in the last 4 years that you've been on the team, but generally speaking, what's been the keys as you see them to the success of Southern Miss baseball, Coach?
I think there's a standard of how the coaches go about their business. There's a standard of how the players go about their business. There's a standard with the managers. There's a standard with everyone in our program. There's a standard in the classroom. We have incredible academics department here at Southern Miss, and they hold our guys to a high standard. So I think when you're in the fall, you got freshmen, you know, you're teaching them, hey, this is how Southern Miss baseball player goes about their business. And when everybody's holding themselves to that standard, I think that turns into the consistent success that we've seen. And like I said, I'm blessed to be able to come in and be a part of it and learn from those guys.
Unrelated, getting back to to Montgomery, I checked the weather forecast, which
is it good?
It's great all up until Sunday.
Okay, of course.
It's
always one day.
Yeah,
always,
and of course, day. It'd be the biggest one. I think it's 50% from basically to 11 to about 5 p.m., so, you know, the most inconvenient time possible when they're trying to announce the hosting sites and all that stuff.
Well, maybe that's Coastal right, will get scared and just go back to South Carolina. Is there any chance of that?
Ben, let me ask you.
I hope, yeah.
How much of a, I guess, for lack of a better term, a bummer is it that you guys didn't get to play Coastal in a three-game series?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer. You always want to play the best and compete against the best, and you know they're going to be good every year. I tried to learn how the Sun Belt structures the schedules, but I do know that since we played them the last 2 years, this was going to be the year we kind of had them off. So I would think we're going to have a shot at them next year and the year after that.
Do you wish they would change how they do the conference formatting and maybe move to what the SEC kind of does with making sure the top teams play each other?
I don't know. I think it's been working out well for us. I'm fine with how it's been going. And I'll leave that up to the guys smarter than me to figure out all that.
Coach, been delightful having you on the show. We really have enjoyed our conversation. I do want you to know we hadn't made this announcement yet that Andrew was going to reveal at the end of the show that Wednesday night at Dreamland, he's buying dinner for the Eagle Hour staff and the whole coaching staff. So,
yep, with all the Super Talk money.
If you'll spread the word, and you can bring Ozzie if you'd like, Coach. That might be appropriate.
Ozzie's coming, and when we're talking free food, we might have our whole staff show up.
Hey, Coach, great delight having you on the show. I look forward to seeing you out in Montgomery, and best of luck. You guys just done really just an incredible job with these kids this year. We really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Yes, sir. We appreciate y'all, and to the top.
Ben Brewer, everybody, first base coach, hitting coach, assistant coach, and a pretty happy coach, it sounded like to me, Andrew.
I think he should be. Yeah. I would be happy if I was.
I would be pretty happy if I were coaching
this. That's
one
of the cases where your job's going pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, no question. So how are you feeling right now? Optimistic?
I think so. You know, I'm superstitious with some things in baseball. The win streak, you know, kind of makes me a little uneasy. But just because of the odds would suggest it's going to catch you at the wrong time. But
Andrew.
Hey, I'm not saying anything that already doesn't exist. That's the thing. So.
Come on, Andrew. No bad vibes here, Andrew.
It's not bad vibes.
Positive vibes.
Look, Andrew. I'm calling for what it is.
We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Sure appreciate Coach Ben Brewer stepping in Oz's place today. Oz, obviously, in Jackson. At the Boo Ferris Award, where J.B. Middleton has just been named the Player of the Year in the state of Mississippi. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock. All the tournament games will be on the TV there, and then you can follow all the information with the Pine Belt News. Andrew will be in Montgomery with us and be working for the Pine Belt News as well. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. It's all just $35 a month or $55 annually. And that's if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. Don't forget about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle. So you're kind of doing double duty here for the next few days in Montgomery, right?
Yeah, I've been doing double duty, Bob.
Yeah. You got this all planned out, though, right? You're all scheduled and ready to go.
Guys, the only thing that could throw a problem into my planning is bad weather. I've been juggling, for those of you who don't know, high school, South State, Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm. But you say it looks good. The weather looks okay.
Better. Well, I'm talking about Montgomery. We'll see what happens in Trustmark Park.
Yeah. How about Montgomery, though? We look clear.
Look good until Sunday.
Okay. Then it's 50-50.
Yeah, which I'm sure we'll catch the bad 50, knowing my luck. Yeah.
All right, this thing kicks off tomorrow, 3 o'clock App State and Texas State. Then at 6:30, Georgia Southern at Arkansas State. Golden Eagles cannot play Appalachian State because of the seeding. Texas State, Georgia Southern, Ark State. Would you have any preference?
I just think you don't want to play Marshall. That's just kind of my take. I think their two starting pitchers are as good as anybody, and they could pull an upset early on. If I had to, like, circle the team to pull an upset, it'd be Marshall.
Yeah. Well, they'll be on the other side of the bracket. So that would be a problem for Coastal Carolina, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I can't remember who's in the first four games or not, but
yeah, the first four games are, again, App State at Texas State, Georgia Southern at Arkansas State.
Yeah, my bad, that's a brain fart. I think of those four, probably Ark State's probably geared the best to beat somebody, but you know, there's, of course, the uncertainty with Georgia Southern since you didn't play them this year. But, who knows, especially in those early games. Everybody should be fresh in pitching, in theory, but you'll be fresh in pitching too.
You know, the earlier games make me more nervous than the latter games when you get in a tournament for some reason, because there's just always that potential for, you know, John Doe comes on, pitches the game of his life for a team that's been rather mediocre, and next thing you know, you're in a tight one.
Well, right? Southern Miss has been fortunate to have the John Doe a couple times in their recent postseason runs. Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. And also it takes somebody to just have one bad day and throws your whole system in a wreck. And I think that's more so true with USM this year than in years past, where – like, if JB has a bad game and he doesn't go seven or eight innings and he's done in two or three, you know, that puts your bullpen in quite a conundrum.
Yeah. Hey, with all due respect to our friend Barry McKnight, who we'll be catching up with undoubtedly in Montgomery, let's go back to this weekend series a little bit, Andrew. With all due respect to Troy, you and I and Kelly talked about this a lot during the year, on and off the air. We just never really bought the hype that Troy was a top 20 team, and they sure didn't look it to me this weekend.
Well, you know, I think part of it was they had not played great baseball in the last few weeks. Sure, they've been winning their weekend series, but they had kind of struggled with some of the, call them the bottom of the barrel teams, which is anybody, it can happen to anybody. But yeah, I mean, they brought back a lot of guys from last year, but, you know, I suspected they'd be an above average team. But when you look at the resume, I mean, yeah, they took two from Coastal Carolina, but it was in March. And they beat Mississippi State. Outside of that, there's no marquee wins. And, yeah, you could argue Mississippi State's a much different team now, especially with the head coach gone, right? Mm-hmm. So I think they're – I mean, yeah, it's safe to say you can call them a little overrated, but, you know, you're going to catch them again. And, you know, beating a team four times is going to be hard. Don't make
that
mistake.
Makes you a little nervous,
maybe even five times. But, you know, I wasn't too – even going into the preseason, everybody talked about Troy's pitching, and I was just like, I don't see it. I thought the lineup would be a lot better than what they have been. And that's kind of – I thought Troy was going to kind of be what I thought Southern Miss was going to be, a mash-heavy lineup with, like, one or two really good pitchers and then a bullpen that they could string it together with. And they not quite have been that. They've shown it. And I think when they're at their best, they can beat anybody, but they're not consistent enough for whatever reason.
I think Troy plays Troy will play James – is it James Madison? No, not James Madison.
I'm trying to pull
up. Old Dominion.
Yeah.
You give Old Dominion any chance in that game? I mean, did they show anything down the stretch?
Not really. You know, I think the great indicator of who Old Dominion was, I saw Blake Morgan, who was the pitcher that handled Southern Miss, and he held, I think, Old Dominion down to, or I'm sorry, Coastal to one run in this past weekend series through like five innings, and then the staff gave up like 10 runs after he left the game. So if that tells you who they are, and they don't seem to be hitting the ball very well either.
I've seen that with the teams that Southern Miss has been playing in recent weeks. Their bullpens, plural, seem to really drop off. So right now you have to believe the difference between Coastal and Southern Miss from a pitching standpoint would be depth.
Yeah, and, you know, there's not a great – I mean, don't get me wrong, Coastal is a really good team. I think they do have a good pitching staff. But compared to past years, it doesn't seem like there is an overbearing pitching staff for any of these teams in the Sun Belt. And I think it's going to come down to who, and as it usually does, you see it every year, of who can swing it. But I think more so this year, it'll turn into a track meet in the later games than maybe we would see until later, lately on, like the championship and stuff.
Purposely, we don't really talk much about projections here, postseason projections, because there's pick a tournament. I've seen Southern Miss playing in five or six, according to the quote-unquote experts. But you have to believe they win the tournament. They're going to host in Hattiesburg. But here's the question. Get to the championship game of the tournament and don't win that.
Yeah, I don't know. In the past, I'd say no, they don't host. But, again, it helps that your AD is on the committee. And, yeah, he's not in the room when they discuss it. But that doesn't mean when they're all not in the room together, they're not discussing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, traditionally, if you're on the bubble, if it can go your way, it will. So that kind of sits in the back of my mind. What does it mean if they lose to Coastal? Because that's a high RPI game for them regardless. I don't know. I had a note here. I was looking at what their RPI was heading into the postseason tournament the last 2 years. In 22, it was at 22. And then 23, it was at 21, which, as we know, they got hosed that year.
Right.
So who knows? Your AD's not on the committee, and in 22 they had won the regular season. So we'll see what they put, you know, what they kind of weigh the most in this one.
Jeremy McClain is scheduled to join us Thursday tentatively to kick off the show. We think we're going to have him at some point during that day. Might be a question we could ask him, huh?
I don't know. I don't know if he wants to put himself in that position. And knowing Jeremy, he'll smooth talk it a little bit, but. Yeah, it's an interesting question because, you know, right now D1's got both Coastal and Southern Miss hosting, and I think Coastal should host no matter what happens to them.
And your friend Joe Healy did tell us from D1 that he believed they could both host.
Yeah, I think if Southern Miss – I think if it's those two playing each other in the championship, Southern Miss beats Coastal, yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. The trend of the committee is to – keep the little guys out, right?
And for sure,
give the bias towards
for sure
more so the SEC than others. And really, I think one of the teams that could really impact what happens to Coastal and Southern Miss is actually Ole Miss, believe it or not. And I, you know, Ole Miss has a lot of quad one wins. Sure, it helps that you play a lot of quad one teams, but the feeling is if they can string two or three wins together in the SEC tournament, maybe they host. And I think what's going to happen no matter what is Southern Miss will go to Oxford or Ole Miss will come to Hattiesburg.
Do you really think?
Yeah, and I honestly, if I'm a USM guy, which I just cover these teams as is, I think that's a winnable matchup.
I think it's winnable for sure. First things first, though, you got to win the opening game. And I've already seen the scuttlebutt start, but you pitch J.B. Middleton, right? You pitch your best guy, you win the first game, and you worry about the second game the next day.
Well, that's why I asked Ben Brewer, you know, if you feel like a conference championship is the difference in hosting, like, or if you're on the verge of getting eliminated in the semis, like, do you pull out all the stops? And I don't know the right answer to that. I see both sides of the coin, but I think the question is, do they feel like if they just get to the championship, is that enough for them to host, or do they feel like they need to win it? Now, according to Ben, he said, we need to win it. Mm-hmm. That was the only consistent answer he kind of gave. Mm-hmm. I think he's right.
And they want to win the tournament.
Absolutely.
They
yeah,
want to win it.
The three-peat, yeah,
make
for
quite
sure.
a statement. Went into the Sun Belt.
I mean, Sun Belt doesn't care about statements.
Yeah, well, we'd make it, and we'd enjoy making it, right?
Sure.
All right, news and notes, and you got something a little surprising? Is that what I hear?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in today. This segment of the program is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, Luke Reynolds is the manager. Great baseball, softball training for every member of your family. Mobay Beignet Company is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour at 2902 Hardy Street. I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, who's helping send us to Montgomery, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. And MCS Home Center, when we get back from the tournament on Memorial Day, we'll be at MCS Home Center out there to kick off their kind of re-grand opening, and happy to be out there on Selection Day. And understand that some ball players will be out there with us as well. So we're looking forward to taking the Eagle Hour on the road when we get back off the road, back on the road to MCS Home Center. All right, Andrew, news and notes for Monday.
Yeah, let's start with the, lesser fun news. So Southern Miss softball looking for a hitting coach. Aaron Lawnnecker steps away from the program, as he announced on Twitter earlier last week. It appears there are four girls in the transfer portal. Haven't confirmed it yet, but those are from D1 softball. The reason I'm not saying who is because one of them kind of, I thought they didn't have eligibility anymore, so I want to double check before I name drop, but if you want to go look on D1 softball, go for it. So that's the softball news. In local news, Presbyterian Christian wins its first ever baseball state title. Of course, Jarrett Hoffpower, Southern Miss alum, with Scott Copeland, who's on his staff, you know, they both get their state championship titles as coaches. Perhaps the more interesting part for the news part or notes part is their star pitcher, Bankston Walters, who's just a junior in a Southern Miss baseball commit, in his four-game postseason run. So in 28 total innings or 25 total innings, he struck out 34 batters, gave up 17 hits, only two earned runs, and perhaps the more impressive one, zero walks.
Oz loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's a good kid, too. He pitched some incredible games. It seemed like in the two games prior he had pitched in, he homered in both of them to propel the Bobcats. I mean, he's going to be a very good get for Southern Miss. So a lot of Southern Miss ties with that PCS storyline. They now leave the MAIS in their final year, and they'll be going to the MHSAA.
You know, when you look at the development that Oz masters with these pitchers, JB Middleton, the latest example, the number of Southern Miss pitchers now playing professionally, that's got to be a recruitment magnet for a young, really good pitcher.
Well, you talk about what Oz likes. I was doing the math. I was trying to do the math earlier of trying to figure out Bankston Walters' strike throwing percentage. So, mm-hmm. And the championship on Saturday night, he was at 70%. I think he averages 70%.
Is
which,
that right?
Which, if you recall, Oz said his goal is, what, didn't he say 62, 63?
Mm-hmm.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. Again, you hope he keeps the arm fresh, but yeah. Again, be a good get for Southern Miss baseball down the road.
We saw again Sunday he has zero tolerance this time of the year for walking.
Yes, that is as he should.
Yes.
So what's your prediction as we head into the week? We'll both be on the road tomorrow, yeah. Right?
Yes, but we've got a best of show. That's a stretch on this show, but it's actually a fresh show. It's not a best of show. We're going to have a tournament preview show tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. Well, I mean, it's hard to find anything to be negative about right now. They're hitting the cover off the ball.
You know, I wouldn't put it past the Golden Eagle fan base to find something negative.
Well, I'm sure that the slightest little hiccup, and there'll be plenty of negative stuff on one of our favorite sources of information.
But it does seem that everything is going their way right
almost
now.
Too good, Andrew.
That's what I'm saying.
Almost
I'm too superstitious for all that. There has to be like one little nugget, something going wrong.
I don't even want to bring it back up, but there was a, and I'm not going to name the team. I'm going to be very vague. Conference USA tournament where they ended the season demolishing a team, played them in the first round.
Oh, I know who that was.
Didn't fare well.
That was UTSA.
Andrew,
I was there.
We're going to bring this up, Andrew.
I wrote about it. It's no secret.
This is the kind of thing that worries me just a little bit.
But they played them four straight games. Like, they literally swept them and then opened the tournament with them. That's not going to happen this time.
Correct. Well, that is correct. Yes, yes. And that's when my good buddy Stump Taylor said, Southern Miss, we soar like eagles, but we can lay eggs. And so I'm hoping that there are no eggs laid this weekend. But I feel good. Obviously, I think the team is playing very, very well.
Look,
you have to believe they're going to play.
Let's look at it from a more positive perspective. If they do lose, if they get bounced early, they're in the tournament. You know, you know you've got your at-large bid. You're going to go somewhere. And I think it's safe to say they will probably draw a favorable regional. I think
they'll be a high number two.
I don't think they'll send them. Yeah, they should have been last year. But, you know, mm-hmm. based off of what Jeremy McClain has talked about with ranking the two seeds this year, that would make sense. I don't think they get sent to LSU. I think you could see them in one of the Alabamas.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
So I think they're going to be okay. And as I said, there's a chance they go to Oxford if things go their way up there. So I think they're in good shape no matter what.
They could definitely win a tournament, in my view, whether it involves Ole Miss, Alabama, or Auburn.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But let's win the Sun Belt Championship.
One game at a time
One
is what
game
they
at
say.
A time. See you Wednesday.
Right.
We'll be back tomorrow with a preview of the tournament, and then Andrew and I live Wednesday from Montgomery. Hope you'll join us. Thank you. Southern Miss to the top. Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.